Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Let's check in with It's a Free Country political reporter Anna Sale as she goes everywhere. Well, not exactly everywhere, but maybe everywhere that matters for the 2012 elections. Anna's just started her tour of the swing states that will likely decide the race between Romney and Obama. We're calling this series cleverly Anna in the Swing States as she talks with voters from left, right, and other. Hello from New York, Anna Sale.
Hi, Brian.
Where are you exactly?
I have been in Colorado this week, breathing that mountain air that Johnny was just talking about.
Why'd you start in Colorado? Didn't President Obama win pretty easily there in 2008 by like 10 points?
He did. He won by 9 points. And it's been, you know, it's still, he's got an edge here in the polls. But the question is, you know, Colorado went for George W. Bush in 2004. And part of Obama's win here was big turnout. And also, you remember the kind of enthusiasm and energy that came from having the Democratic National Convention here in Denver. So, you know, it could go either way, because the way the political geography of Colorado works is you've got Democratic strongholds in the cities like Denver and like Boulder, and you've got Colorado Springs in the rural areas that lean Republican. And so what really matters, what's going to turn this election, are the suburban counties, the Larimer County, which is where Fort Collins is along the Wyoming border, and then two Denver suburban counties, Jefferson and Arapahoe. And those are counties that are full of independent voters. Those are counties that went for George W. Bush in 2004. Went for Obama in 2008, and they're big population centers. So both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are going hard at those voters.
All right. Now, I think you were probably the second most important person in Colorado this week, Anna, because Mitt Romney has been campaigning hard in the state as well. Don't be insulted. Let's take a listen to the way he's trying to talk to some of the voters you just described.
So at the very time the American people are seeing fewer jobs created than we need, the president announces he's going to make it harder for jobs to be created. I just don't think this president understands how our economy works. Liberals have an entirely different view about what makes America the economic powerhouse it is.
So, Anna, there's a policy point critique in there, but also a philosophical and a political one, a broadside against liberals.
Yes. And Mitt Romney was in Grand Junction, Colorado, which is not one of those swing areas I was talking about. That's a Republican stronghold.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine that maybe he's in the state shoring up his Republican base for now. You know, Rick Santorum won the Republican caucus here back in February. So he wasn't in one of those swing areas this week. But that critique about President Obama not knowing how the economy works is something I heard again and again and again, not just from voters who said they were leaning towards Mitt Romney, but even voters who've supported Barack Obama and have no and would never vote for Mitt Romney, would never vote for a Republican. But there's a sense that the hope and change that Obama ran on, they haven't seen. So there's kind of disaffection all around, both among Obama voters and Republicans that I've talked to.
And he kind of made the same point to the NAACP convention yesterday, which we'll be playing and talking about later in the show. Here's a voter you talked to, Dick Hinson. He said he was ready to vote for McCain, but didn't like Sarah Palin in 2008 and ended up voting for Obama. But this year?
I'm leaning toward Romney. I mean, Romney is a businessman. I've seen a lot of negative ads. I think that, you know, it's too easy for people to say business is heartless, you know, business doesn't care about the common man, but, you know, business has to survive.
So that's a true swing voter for whom the Romney business background seems to be working. Are you meeting a lot of voters like him?
Well, the thing about Dick Hinson that was so interesting, he's an economist by training. He works for an economic development authority in one of those swing counties in Arapahoe County, voted for Clinton in the 90s, voted for Barack Obama in 2008, but is a registered Republican. But I asked him, he's a trained economist, asked him about tax policy, and he said, yeah, for now, you know, we do have to raise taxes. We don't have enough revenue. So he conceded that Barack Obama's tax policy, he said, was more realistic. But that issue of Mitt Romney understanding expanding business sort of overwhelmed that. He said he wanted to know more from Mitt Romney, that he expects will sort of come around, but that issue of Mitt Romney understanding how business works and not demonizing the business community was really what seemed to be turning the way he was leaning. And that's something I also heard from other independent voters who had voted for both Republicans and Democrats, who kind of self-described independents. That issue of feeling personally, you know, higher-income voters. I talked to another voter who lives in Arapahoe County, didn't like the $250,000 limit on extending the Bush-era tax cuts, and said he felt like, you know, the language coming out of the Obama administration pushing success just didn't fly with him. So it really seems to be kind of getting into these identity issues of if you consider yourself business-friendly, not seeing the Obama administration lining up with you.
Our national political reporter, Anna Sale, posting all throughout her swing state tour for our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. You can see her series, Anna in the Swing States, at It's a Free Country. We also have right on our page right now a map of Anna's route. And yes, it starts in Colorado, and you can see the other swing states that it goes to. And we encourage you to post questions on our site that you might like Anna to ask swing voters in some of the other states that she'll be visiting, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kansas, Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Maybe you have family there. Maybe you're from there and are going to vote absentee. Maybe you know some of the, you know, what makes the swing voters swing in some of those states, and have some observations or questions that you want Anna to try to answer as she travels. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see the map and the beginning of the Anna in the Swing States posts. And another clip from Romney's speech in Colorado earlier this week, again talking about wanting to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans, as Obama wants to do. And listen for how he tries to drive a wedge between Democrats.
This is the sort of thing that used to be in the Democratic Party in the times past. Bill Clinton called himself a new Democrat. He put that behind him. He believed in smaller government, reformed welfare as we knew it, and tried to get the economy going with trade and other provisions, lowered taxes. Look, new Democrats have done some good things. A lot of Republicans have done some good things. But this old-style liberalism of bigger and bigger government and bigger taxes has got to end, and we will end it in November.
Oh, Anna, I've never seen a campaign where the Republicans love Bill Clinton as much as they do, and the Democrats love Ronald Reagan. Remember that great compromiser, Ronald Reagan, that great moderate Ronald Reagan? So I guess they're both embracing the past presidents of the other party as moderates.
Well, I think you just took the words out of my mouth there. I think Bill Clinton is going to be, you know, what Ronald Reagan was during the Republican primary. And in Colorado, the state went, in 1992, went for Bill Clinton. But remember, in 1996, it went for Bob Dole. But the voters that I talked to who had voted for Republicans and Democrats, there was this nostalgia for Bill Clinton. One person even told me, you know, Bill Clinton, he was a Republican in Democrats' clothing. He understood fiscal policy. And it's not just Bill Clinton that people talk about sort of fondly. I was talking to a voter in Fort Collins, a woman who says she's voted for both Republicans and Democrats. This is another one of those swing counties. And unprompted, she brought up this new Mitt Romney ad that's just been released that has a clip of Hillary Clinton saying, "Shame on you, Barack Obama." And the ad is ostensibly about the outsourcing attacks on Mitt Romney not being true. That's what the Romney campaign is alleging there. And it's a 2008 clip from the primary. This voter, she didn't quite get the time difference, and she was like, "I don't really know why Hillary Clinton was saying that about Barack Obama, but I'm a feminist and I like Hillary Clinton, so I got to check into that." And so that was something that was sort of hitting her. So
wow.
Hillary Clinton as well as Bill Clinton, I think we're going to hear about.
Romney trying perhaps effectively to drive a wedge among Democrats. You spoke to a diehard Democrat, Julian Martinez of Walsenburg, Colorado, a retired truck driver. Here's a clip of him.
Did you vote for President Obama in 2008?
Yes, I sure did.
And it sounds like you plan on voting for him again?
Yes. Yeah. You know, well, what's his name that's running against him?
Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. Well, he talks like he's going to do a lot too, but I don't know. If I had his bucks, I wouldn't have even gone for president. No, really. You know what I mean? He's a billionaire. He's not going to help maybe he'll help the poor people, but I have my doubts.
So let's see, Anna, there are 4 months or so between now and the election. Any chance of Romney convincing someone like Julian Martinez to remember his name, much less vote for him?
No, I don't think he's going to slip over to Mitt Romney. I did talk to some Hispanic voters in both Pueblo County, which is a Democratic county, and up in Weld County, which is where Greeley, Colorado is, where there's sort of a newer Latino community. Talked to them about, you know, what they thought the energy was going to be, the Hispanic turnout, because Hispanics made up 13% of the electorate here in 2008. That was up from 8% in 2004. But what I found is not a lot of energy, and actually a lot of folks who were talked about being very disappointed in Barack Obama. Julio Martinez there was the exception. But there wasn't a, you know, wavering between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. It was more Barack Obama, or maybe I'm just not going to come out to vote. But one thing I want to add there is when you heard him talking about Mitt Romney being a billionaire, that's one place where I see the Obama campaign getting traction, because one of the ways to combat the kind of you're not business friendly attack of the Romney campaign. I talked to a small manufacturer who lives in Fort Collins, and he basically said, look, Mitt Romney's pro-business, but he's pro-corporate business. I feel like the Obama administration has been more friendly to small business owners like myself. So this idea of Mitt Romney being out of touch with anybody but the biggest of businesses and the most wealthy, that's somewhere that the Obama campaign has obviously been trying to message, but it's affecting some voters here.
Let's hear from one more person you spoke with, Dan Sandoval, the former Republican Party chairman of Pueblo County and a member of several Latino civil rights groups. This starts with your question.
Do you see a way in for the Republican Party based on the state of the economy right now, a way in for the Republican Party among Latino voters?
Not right now. But as I said before, if he picks Rubio to be his running mate, then I look for a lot of change in the Hispanic communities. I'm talking about all the Hispanic communities. You see a Hispanic on that ballot, you're going to energize the Hispanic community.
Will you support Mitt Romney if he doesn't choose Marco Rubio?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll support Mitt Romney if he doesn't pick a Hispanic, either Martinez from New Mexico or Rubio from Florida.
Boy, that is some clip. And I guess, again, it raises the question, how representative is he of many other people whose vote will be dependent on whether Mitt Romney picks Marco Rubio as his running mate?
Well, if Marco Rubio is picked as the running mate, it certainly would be a game changer here in Colorado among some of the Latino voters that I talked to. But what you just heard from Dan Sandoval is actually what's showing up in polls. There was a public policy poll last month that showed that while Mitt Romney was gaining among independents in Colorado, Obama had expanded his lead among Latino voters here in Colorado. So Mitt Romney was closing the gap overall, but Latino voters were overwhelmingly moving towards Obama. So Dan Sandoval, former Republican county chair, who says Mitt Romney's not speaking to him, that's something that we're seeing in polls here in Colorado.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see in Mitt Romney's choice of a vice president, how much vice presidential running mate, how much he tries to go for the Latino vote, which obviously President Obama is making a big play for with his new DREAM Act policy. But there are also other constituencies in other parts of the country. The Latino is mostly a play for the West, for some of those Southwest swing states. Anna Sale, our national political reporter and national political reporter for our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Her series, Anna in the Swing States, has just begun here in Colorado. And there's a lot more on our website. Anna is uploading audio of the voters she's meeting along the way. She's also answering questions and taking suggestions on Twitter at Anna Sale and the hashtag Anna Swings. Find it all at itsafreecountry.org. Don't read too much into it, folks. Now, Anna, what's your next stop?
My next stop is Iowa. I'm going to head over and talk to voters there. I was there during the caucuses, and interestingly, I've talked to some folks, some moderate Republicans already, who that hangover from the caucuses and from that campaign, Republican primary campaigning, hasn't stopped, and there's a bad taste in their mouth from some of the kind of far right language and messaging from that campaign. So I'm going to see how that's sort of playing among Iowa independents, moderate Republicans, and if the Democrats are as excited about Obama as they were in 2008.
All right. Anna Sale going from Colorado to Iowa. That means you have to drive the entire length of Nebraska.
Yes, I'm taking restaurant recommendations, please.
I don't have one, though. I've done that, and I don't envy your next half a day or so, but we'll talk to you from Iowa.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
We haven't been. We've been everywhere.